Down to brass tacks, 434-1790, the number for you to call. So, you know, sometimes hearing nothing from a sector doesn't necessarily mean that all is well. And it's important for us to occasionally get some updates from people who work in these areas so that we could get some understanding of where we are and what needs to be corrected. Hello?
Yeah, this is Colin Sanzai's beard. I can hear there been any smoke, the house already.
What nobody, house?
Australian house.
What's that?
It's your government rule in Belmont. And if you come out here now, and see the water coming through the ceiling.
Where is this? Where the house is?
Lady Crozier.
Was this something you'd call me about a long time ago?
Yes, the water.
Well, you didn't. I thought I gave you certain recommendations on that. You were supposed to speak to somebody in government about it. They never came?
Yes, a whole body water. We have no any water coming down. Nobody ain't come yet. Yes, in 2010.
Look, the only way I could address this is off the air. I think you perhaps should leave your number with Dennis, the producer, and I will then have to follow up on that for you. But it's a long time. I thought that matter was resolved. Okay, so it's now 5 minutes after 1 o'clock. This is Down to Brass Tacks. And we are going up until 2 o'clock today. And we see what's happening internationally here. What are the big stories that we are looking at? Okay, so they're telling me that Pfizer is seeking the first COVID vaccine approval in the United States. Biden has won the Georgia recount. As they say, Trump's setbacks mount. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's victory in Georgia has been confirmed by a recount, as legal efforts by Donald Trump's allies to challenge his defeat were dismissed in three states. The Democrat beat his Republican rival in Georgia by 12,284 votes, according to the audit required by state law. And Georgia's top election official said he was disappointed that his party lost, but that numbers don't lie. Mr. Biden is set to take office in January. Another event that people are watching is the situation in Ethiopia. Quite a lot of people have been running for cover in that country because of essentially civil warfare has broken out in that country. And Ethiopia was one of those countries that was was admired for strides that it has made, economic strides that it has made. So that gives you a little bit of a sense of what is happening around us in the world at the moment. Somebody says to me that the farmers in Barbados should be ashamed because when they were making money, they refused to invest in greenhouse farming. Well, as far as I am aware, there are some farmers that have invested in greenhouse farming. But if you listen to what was being said just now, you will hear that we need a bit more than just greenhouse farming to address some of the production issues that we are facing. Huh? This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well, and you?
Mr. Ellis, I want to join there with the guy from our mic.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking about agriculture.
Right.
Because government after government, minister after minister, don't care, BD, whoever in power, carelessly look at agriculture in this Barbados. Nobody took it serious. And then COVID has hit us. And people still pumping money in tourism, tourism, tourism. Does that make sense? We need to feed our people and make sure that they are healthy. Can we continue to put money in tourism and leave out our people when it comes to agriculture? Is that sustainable?
What are the needs? What would you identify as the needs in agriculture right now?
We need to feed our, make sure that our people are fed in these things. That's our need first and foremost, to make sure that our people are fed and can maintain some sort of health.
Yeah, but you, to do that, certain things have to be put in place. So what are you recommending?
So that's what I am saying. Governments need to pay vast, much more attention to agriculture instead of subsidizing tourism, which is basically a dead product right now, though. It may sound hard, Mr. Ellis, but some of these hotel workers that ain't getting work, Mr. Ellis, may go end up going back on the plantation. Government got to take up these lands and feed these people, and agriculture is the only way out right now, Mr. Ellis. And I am afraid that we've had not had a concrete agricultural plan put on the table since COVID. I've not heard all of here, oh, we got a plan in place. What is the plan? Where are the results? We continue to take agriculture for granted in this Barbados. I know that we need agriculture more than ever. We still pumping money in tourism, which is a dead product. What are your views on what I've said so far, Mr. Ellis?
I don't believe that one should be focused exclusively on one or the other.
When do we exclusively focus on tourism? So what's your point?
Well, just let me say that I don't think that we ought to do that. If the economy is to thrive and to grow, then we have to be firing on more than one cylinder, as they say. And therefore, you've got to put some effort behind restoring tourism. But I want to let you know that over the years, quite a lot of incentives were given to agriculture too. Huh? tourism hasn't had the concessions, it stopped there. What are the structural problems in agriculture? We need to be serious about them, because all too often, at both the private and public sector levels, you get a lot of lip service to this particular matter.
I can say this too, right, Mr. Ellis?
Yeah.
We in the Caribbean, we are placed in such a glorious position right now with all the international countries failing. You got all the big companies about to close down. Who's going to feed the world? Ain't going to be the more things and boxes shortly. And we in the Caribbean are placed in a prime position to feed the world. And I don't think that we are taking it serious enough. Thinking need natural foods just now because they ain't giving them more things than boxes and bottles. And we are not taking our agriculture and our fishing serious. We need to feed our people. Even if you planted everything in yams, Mr. Ellis, and we got glad. St. Lucia and St. Vincent, they know that we can send some from the boat short down the road. It's time that CARICOM
You are into agriculture?
Kind of?
What do you mean?
I'm a virgin.
What do you mean by kind?
I don't understand what's going on. My family, I come out in an agricultural family.
Okay.
So I kind of understand.
But you don't practice agriculture yourself?
Pardon?
You're not practicing agriculture. You're not a farmer.
Yeah, I practice agriculture. I got my little things planted, and I try to survive off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? My father was one of the men in the ground with the rod that was to sell potatoes and what's not. Mm-hmm. Obviously this morning I had my father in the car, he was going for a little drive. And it was despicable to my father to be, oh, you got all these white lands around Barbados and nobody doing nothing with them. It seems like we got Ministry of Agriculture just standing down there and waiting for people to put out the money instead of coming to help people. You waiting for people to do things where you know well. Much people ain't got money to start up, so the ministry needs to get out there and get soldiers on the ground to help people that want to help themselves. We got enough land in Barbados that every man in Barbados can own peace and work it up. There is enough land in Barbados that that can happen.
All right, sir.
We need to feed our people first and foremost. We need to stop thinking tourism, which is failing. We need to make sure our people are fed and healthy.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for your contribution. Down to brass tacks. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Alex.
Yes, good afternoon.
How are you doing? Let me first of all say that I am not in a position to speak on behalf of the government or the Ministry of Agriculture where agriculture is concerned.
Right.
However, I like the passion of the last caller, but things are not necessarily as easily done as he thinks. But Mr. Armstrong is... probably is one of the leading farmers in this country, and a lot of what he said makes sense. But I could say that the part of the arrangement with Suriname, to the best of my knowledge, involves working with a tissue lab that they have there, which would assist with providing some of the materials that Mr. Armstrong is talking about. But I understand his frustration because this is a situation that has gone on for too long. And it's something that really should have been addressed by now.
But it's impacting on yields.
Oh, yes, it is very, very badly. And something needs to be done. But you see, people keep saying that nobody's interested in agriculture. But the fact of the matter is that from the time that sugar suffered its decline, or the demand for sugar suffered the decline, people were of the view that agriculture is dead. Because we have mistakenly always seen agriculture as sugar. And therefore, once sugar has declined, the agriculture has declined. But there's a lot of non-sugar agriculture going on in Barbados, and people are producing a good amount of food. Unfortunately, we have a situation where I think one commodity, pumpkins. I visited a farmer while he was out looking at sheep farmers. I came across a farmer who had, I would say, hundreds of pumpkins in the ground, which he said he cannot even afford to harvest because he would have to pay somebody to harvest them, but he has no market simply because people are importing pumpkins from Trinidad and from Guyana, which are basically, when you eat them, you might as well be drinking a glass of water. And our local farmers cannot get the pumpkins sold, right? So we have to do something about this situation where farmers can have produce in the ground, but people are still being allowed to import. And I go back to Mr. Armstrong. Mr. Armstrong suffered from this when he produced his sweet potato chips. When he produced the sweet potato fries, a leading company in Barbados imported from the United States the same month that he launched his product. So we have to do something, and I think that the importers need to have a social conscience and be a little more nationalistic and don't only look at making excessive profit, because that's what they do. Even if they buy from the local producers, they will still make a profit. But it is like they have to make a ton of profit at the expense of the producers in Barbados. So the whole thing on agriculture, and I must say that for the first time, and I make no apologies about this, for the first time in Barbados, I have seen a prime minister that has the kind of passion for agriculture that the current prime minister has. And that is not a political statement. That's a statement of fact. And I hope that, you know, with the interest that she has shown in agriculture, that the people who are working in agriculture, it will spin off on them, and we will have more work being done.
All right, sir.
But I just thought I'd like to make those 2 points.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Down to brass tacks.
Good afternoon, David. This is Yvette Harris Griffiths from Barbados Water Authority calling.
Yes, please.
Hi, good afternoon. I wanted to reach out to some of our customers that we would have in the St. Philip, St. George areas, such as Brereton, Ebenezer, Windsor, Campaign, Castle, Edgecombe areas. Today will mark the fourth day that they've been impacted by some low pressure or water outages. And I needed to just explain the situation, because what has happened is we've had a burst on the 12-inch main in Edgecombe, and that would have happened on Tuesday, but that burst was repaired the same evening. Now, we did have recurrence of it on Wednesday, on Thursday, and then apparently we do have the similar situation today, because we are receiving reports from some of these residents that though water came back on, it has gone off again. So our crews are currently investigating these reports, because it appears that there may be another burst on a different location on the same main. Okay. So I just wanted to reach out to them via this means and let them know we are working on it, and we do sincerely apologize for these service disruptions.
Okay.
But it appears that this main is ruptured again.
Fine. Thank you very much. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks. Hello? You're on the air. Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi. Oh, well, I would have just heard the report from Mom at the waterworks.
Yes.
Okay. Respectfully, we've been without water for about 6 days.
Okay.
Yes. 6 days. And
where do you live?
The same area she would have spoke about, Ebenezer, St. Philip.
Yes.
Yes. But we are desperately calling for a water truck for today, at least, please.
Yes. Well, I hope that the Barbados Water Authority officials hear you and respond to you as quickly as possible.
Yes.
You haven't seen one in 6 days?
We have seen one yesterday, but not today, and the days before as well. But honestly, that's really been the first start of consistent stories in terms of communication coming from the waterworks for the whole week, really.
You weren't getting communication, or you were?
We were being taken for a ride in terms of explanation as to why the water was off. A bit comical, too.
How? Explain.
You know, when you call the waterworks and then you have the correspondent on the phone who would say then that, you know, the supervisor isn't too sure and, you know, about water. The water's on, but then you're not getting water because you may be on an incline. That's really comical to me.
They told you that?
Yes, that's really comical. And I mean, there are persons out here with babies who desperately need the water, and other situations with older folks too. So I think there's a lot of respect to those within our community as it relates to giving us water, really. And yes, the pipes were fixed and stuff, but the water came on for 10 minutes. When she said the pipe was fixed, the water came on for 10 minutes and went out right after. So we're on day 6, and we're just requesting a water truck, please, and thank you.
How old are you?
Me, I'm 21.
Okay. You can hear the youth. Thanks for the call. Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Miss Ellie?
Yes.
Just then we heard you say that farmers get incentives. I wonder when they got them, because they didn't get any. I plowed my ground since 2017, and up to now I haven't gotten back my rebates yet.
Okay.
I've had a greenhouse. Mm-hmm. Went to a mass pass-through. Mm-hmm. My greenhouse was destroyed. Nobody gave me that anything. But the hoteliers always getting proper whenever there's a crisis. And I don't think none of the ministers here is for agriculture. Even take, for instance, sorrel. Why are we importing so much sorrel into Barbados? Years ago, we never imported sorrel. Nobody taking agriculture seriously. And up to now, I can't get back my rebate.
You're still in agriculture, though.
Halfway, because I was really a lettuce person, but since the sewage and garbage tax, because I have 2 meters, I had to disconnect the one for the ground, because then I found myself having to look for at least $200 before I could get that any money out of my ground. $200 I have to look for to pay two water bills, two sewage and garbage tax. And I only have one piece of land, one house, can only generate garbage for one house, but yet still I have to pay two sewage and garbage tax. And I don't even have connection to sewage.
So you say you are halfway into agriculture now?
Yes, because I don't plant the lettuce anymore.
What do you plant
now? I cannot afford to be paying two sewage and garbage tax.
What do you plant?
Right now, I just have cassava and a little bit of sweet potato. But I'm really a lettuce person. And I think I could blow my own trumpet that I used to grow the best lettuce.
What was the secret of your success? Can you share that with us?
No. Even now, Vincent, that had died, mm-hmm. had asked me for the secret. Because he said, you know, he was really into farming. And he got a lot of information from me.
Yeah.
Because he sent my letters to him, look the best that he see in Barbados. But I had to stop. I would like to. What I would like the minister to do, all the farmers that have to use domestic water and have the second meter for their agriculture, I think that they could take off the sewage and garbage tax off of that one. I don't mind paying the one for the house, but not I paying two. And a lot of farmers have put it forward to him, but yeah. Nobody is paying us any attention. But they just keep putting money and giving all the hoteliers all the incentives. We're not really serious about feeding ourselves. Not with a lot of things that I see them importing.
Including
and then farmers
including
lost
sorrow.
A lot of crops recently in the rain, and nobody gave them back anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you took the time to come and explain to us what it is like for people like you. You hear all this talk about Barbados boosting agriculture and the need to do better and all of that. But those of you who work in the area have a story to tell about the obstacles that you face.
Yeah, and if you have to purchase anything, you have to buy it up front, then take your bills down to the Ministry of Agriculture, and they wait forever for 2 and 3 years to get back the rebate. And these things are really expensive. They sometimes they have to buy, used to have to buy fittings and stuff from ERC.
Mm-hmm.
Like to put down drip holes, something that could come all of $3,000 or $4,000, depends on how much land you have. But you got to look for this money up front before you even plant a seed. Right now you have to put back down new holes. I got to look for like $2,000-$3,000 just to buy yours.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for sharing it.